This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Another episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now. A returning guest to the show, Tanis from the guys at PT Pub Night. I always refer to you as the guys from PT Pub Night because it's kind of like the three-headed monster. You and Miles and Ben over there out in Oregon. So how's things?
Things are great out here. Getting ready for summer in Oregon here pretty soon. But I don't want to leave out Sarah Lay, our token female on the PT Pub Night team out here with us.
I like it, the token female. Well, we'll have to have her on the show and share a beer next time.
That'd be great.
I'm going with the Evolution Craft Brewing Company, the Lucky Number 7. It's Porter. I'm doing this. We're recording this around happy hour-ish times. We're trying to sneak this episode in because it's almost dancing time. Now, the brackets have been released. Everybody's bitching about if their team got in, didn't get in, their seeds. You know, the typical thing that happens from Selection Sunday until the tournament starts on Thursday. And you guys are intimately involved in this. And this is the second year with PT Pub Night and Bracket PT?
That's right. Yep, we started it last year. It was our first go at it. Started off as most cool things do with PT Pub Night. Just started off as a little project, internal challenge. Turned into a real success last year, so we decided we had to do it again.
So describe to someone who doesn't know what it is, and maybe like the non-sports enthusiast, although I just read a stat that between 60 and 75 million brackets will be filled out between this past Sunday and this coming Thursday, which is insane. So if someone doesn't know what the bracket challenge is, or maybe doesn't know how to relate it to PT and Bracket PT, which is the hashtag you guys are using with PT Pub Night, well, what are you guys actually doing?
The idea behind Bracket PT is essentially to bring PTs and those around PTs, students, patients, referral sources, business owners, pretty much anybody that's involved in the PT profession, to bring them together, essentially create what we're trying to position as the nation's largest PT bracket during March Madness. And that's what it is. Free to play. We just want as much participation as we can get. We match up sponsors who contribute to a fund, which then we pass through to a beneficiary that's chosen, which is this year, to say, Disabled Sports USA.
So talk a little bit about what people will be doing. So just by signing up and just by filling out a bracket, and it doesn't take a rocket science, and in all the offices that I've worked in over the last number of years, it usually is the person who typically knows the least about basketball or sports who winds up winning the damn thing. So you don't need a ton of sports knowledge to actually fill out a bracket.
Yeah, in fact, most people that fill out brackets that I've ever been involved with, as well as Bracket PT last year, they're not tied to basketball. A lot of times people don't really even follow during the season. I have to admit that I follow during points of the season. So for me, it's just about having a good time, as with most of the people that play. You don't need to know anything about the teams. You have to have maybe some mascots you like, some color preferences. Mm-hmm. Any way you want to go about it, picking a bracket's really easy to do. It's oftentimes the ones that don't have much knowledge coming in that don't have the bias that derails them.
Yeah, I like the guy's mascot, so I'm going to pick this team over this other team. And damn it, sometimes that logic actually works more than knowing someone's free throw percentage.
Exactly. There's a lot of things that can derail a good bracket. I think too much information is one of them.
All right. So you got your bracket filled out. Just by filling it out, some money is going to help the cause. And as you mentioned before, Disabled Sports USA, providing adaptive sports opportunities for people with disabilities to develop independence, confidence, and fitness through sports. That's a pretty cool cause.
It is. Disabled Sports USA was actually a beneficiary of Bracket PT last year. We ran the bracket a little bit different last year, where we actually had 5 different beneficiaries. The winner of the bracket got to choose where most of the money went. And it was pretty fun. We had a great time with it. I think it was Kyle Jones from Toledo that won last year, and he actually chose Disabled Sports USA as his winner. So this year what we did is we just decided, we're going to put all our eggs in one basket. We're going to really support a great organization, one that really seemed to very much appreciate what we were doing for them last year. They're very easy to work with, highly promotional of the event, and so we're supporting them this year.
That's cool. And you can check out all the information about the Bracket Challenge. You go onto PT Pub Night's website, which is...
ptpubnight.com.
I pretty much jumped onto this just by using that hashtag, which kind of gets a little bit everywhere on Twitter, which is hashtag BracketPT, and you'll see people doing some smack talk on there as well.
That's right. Follow BracketPT on Twitter especially, and especially as the brackets kind of start getting going, you'll see some trash talk starting to fly, which is one of the most important things about March Madness, I think.
Yeah.
To go and fill out your bracket, it's ptpubnight.com/bracketpt, and again, free to join.
All right, so get in there, you fill out your picks. Have you filled out your bracket? It's an important question.
I have, and I actually filled mine out probably about 30 minutes after Selection Sunday finished. It took me all of 10 minutes, maybe.
Yeah,
I'm done.
I'm a shoot from the hip kind of guy too. I just kind of go with it. Since I'm not watching a ton of basketball, because again, still in PT school, I wasn't watching a ton during class. But if I heard the school, you know, on the top 10 on ESPN's top 10, if I was seeing a lot of highlights, I was going, all right, I'm gonna lean a little bit towards that school as opposed to somebody else. But you got to pick the upsets, because it never goes by the seeds.
That's true. If you don't pick some upsets, you're not gonna win.
Yeah.
A lot of times, the people that are behind a little bit to begin with, they're the ones that kind of come out on top. So got to pick a 12-5 upset for sure.
Yep.
Going deeper than that's a little bit rich for my blood, but yeah, you definitely got to pick a few upsets there if you want to win.
Every year that thing happens at 12-5. It's always the dangerous one, and you got to find one of the four. So do you have your bracket ready? You got it set up right there?
I actually do.
Who do you have in the Elite Eight?
So my Elite Eight, I got Kansas against Villanova, Duke against Texas.
So you went against Oregon?
Yep. Oregon, boy, I tell you, coming out with a one seed is
it's a big seed for Oregon.
It's a big deal. That's pretty cool. But you know, I'm going to win this thing, so let's see how I do.
All right,
North Carolina, Xavier, and then Virginia, Michigan State, and I've got Michigan State going all the way. I'm going to go ahead and
Michigan State all the way. I actually went with Oregon going to the Final Four. So my Final Four looks Jayhawks, Oregon, Tar Heels, and since I'm going to PT school in Virginia, I might as well take a Virginia school. Just going UVA. The championship game, why not go Cavaliers against the Jayhawks? But I think Rock Chalk Jayhawks is going to take it, and I'm going Kansas with the national champions. So that's my bracket. I'm giving a little bit away, but people jump on there, and again, you got to pick the upsets, at least a couple of them, to gain the points, because the way this bracket is working, each round is increasing in points. So if you wind up getting an upset that's going to help you a round or two later,
you can find a little gem that's going to go deep. That's your ticket right there.
Everybody right now, I bet you one of the trending topics on Google right now is NCAA tournament sleepers. You've got all those sports writers who are just writing, here's the school from that conference you never watch. Here's the team you've never heard of with this point guard gonna go pro and you've never heard of them. Take these guys to at least win one and sneak by a higher seed. So people are doing their research. But again, sometimes going by color pattern or mascot gets the job done.
It does, and it can be a lot more fun.
Yeah. And, you know, again, you can just talk some smack to your coworkers or fellow classmates, fellow PTs from across the country by checking out where your bracket is versus them, because you can keep track of who's got more points. And again, just by filling the bracket out, you're going to help Disabled Sports USA, and that really is the bottom line. Although it is fun to talk some smack. Can't forget the sponsors who make everything possible. Bracket PT sponsors and donors. Want to thank the team from Cell Staff, Build PT, Vantage Clinical Solutions, New Grad, PhysicalTherapy.com, Get PT First, Physio Care, and us at PT Pinecast. Just excited to get into something. I mean, when you mix pub and sports and PT, I mean, that's my wheelhouse right there. I'm digging it.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of fun with this, and look forward to getting a few hundred PTs together for March Madness this year. It's always a good time for us.
So they've still got time. Time to fill out the brackets are until when on Thursday?
12:30 Eastern time on Thursday. You have to get your picks in. Again, picks are free. We are looking for sponsors as well, so folks that will add to the pool that we can give to Disabled Sports USA. So we are encouraging folks that do sign up. If you'd like to make just a small contribution as an individual, or if you have a business or know a business that might want to give it a higher level, we're interested in doing and getting your support. And that can be provided at ptpubnight.com/bracketpt/donate. And you can also just go to the Bracket PT site there, and there's a donate link as well.
Yeah,
it can all be done online.
Yeah, button on the right side to help join the cause, and you can give, you know, just small donations. Those things add up. Or if you want to get in at a little bit of a higher level, those are always welcome as well. Plus, checking out more information about Disabled Sports USA. My fingers are crossed for the Cavaliers and the Jayhawks to try to make my championship game a little bit more exciting when your teams are still in it. But the bracket busters, you got to watch out for those on Thursday and Friday, crushing your dreams early in the tournament.
That's right.
Well, cool. I'd like to have the winner of the tournament. So, Tanis, if you can get me the information of whoever is the Grand Poobah, the King of the Mountain, the one guy who picked the right bracket, I'd like to have him on the show, and I want to know his or her theory on how they actually figured it out. So in a future episode, to figure out how they actually figured out and cracked the code. And then we'll mention how much money was raised and maybe talk a little bit about disabled sports too.
That sounds like a great plan.
Well, hey, good luck to you and your bracket. And we'll talk more about PT Pub Night's events as we head into when I start studying for the boards, which should be a pull my hair out experience from what I've heard. So not looking forward to that. Fingers crossed for a weekend of basketball and pubbing it up.
That sounds great. Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Follow us on Twitter at PT Pintcast and online at ptpintcast.com. It's like TMZ, except with way more important information. And no Miley Cyrus. Okay, it's not like TMZ at all. The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.